I love the gym, but there's no point to be gym strong. You need to be life strong. So my goal is always whatever workout you love to do, it should be versatile and it should make you stronger outside the gym so that you can really enjoy the things that you love to do. Whether that's walking your dog, which a lot of us are doing right now, and or hiking, swimming, you know, and what, and even just being strong enough to travel and go on tours or whatever you're passionate about. And so for me, I think this is a wonderful opportunity, regardless of what type of workout you want to do. You can do them all from home, but we have this huge opportunity right now to really listen, wake up every morning and kind of listen to what your body wants to do.
From Canyon Rim is Community, this is Coping with COVID, the podcast series by and for the residents of Canyon Rim to help them deal with the current COVID pandemic. My name is Nate Gibby, I'm your host, and today our special guest is Jada Peterson, a longtime resident of the Canyon Rim area, who also happens to be a personal trainer at the Waldorf Astoria Park City Spa, who is a fitness expert and has a few tips for us today to how to stay fit while staying at home. Welcome, Jada. So Jada, first of all, tell us a little bit about your history here in the Canyon Rim area. You said you've been here 20 something years. Tell us a little bit about what brought you here and why you've stayed.
Okay. So I'm actually born and raised in Salt Lake, and I grew up and went to, over a little bit further on the Sunnyside area, and went to Bonneville and then to Clayton and then on to East High School. And then I had moved away for a couple of years in my mid-20s and then moved back and was married. And we were just looking for a home, and we happened to find this lovely house here on Louise, which felt very far south for me. I never thought I lived this far south.
How you can tell that she's from Sunnyside area.
Yeah, definitely. But I have loved being in this area, and I've now been here 20 years. I've raised my son here. He's 18, and I, you know, have done a few things to my property since here, and I can't imagine selling it and moving anywhere else.
And so, speaking of your son, he does a few things that a lot of people don't get to do. Do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Sure. So my son is a sponsored snowboarder, and he travels throughout the winter and gets to film and make movies, and as well as just be kind of on his own to enjoy. He loves Brighton. He loves snowbird. And it's been a passion of his since his young years. And he just has always thrived at it. And he actually, his crew, they actually won this last year for 2019. They won a Snowboarder Magazine's Best Short Film of the Year. So that's something that's been like really amazing. And I'm just really lucky to see him thrive and get to follow his passions.
That's awesome. That's excellent. Now tell us a little bit about the Waldorf Astoria. How long have you been there? And what sort of things do you do at that hotel?
So the Waldorf Astoria, we opened a little over 10 years ago, and I've been there since the very beginning. I am the fitness manager and spa coordinator for the spa there at the hotel. So I also, in addition to teaching group classes, I do a lot of private personal training, as well as I'm an instructor trainer for Stop Pilates. So I do a lot with Pilates, as well as rehabbing and just building strength. And then I manage the membership there. We have a local membership. So it's a full-time job for me. I work there, 40 to 50 hours a week, just managing membership, managing the fitness program. I've got a staff that I work with. And so it's been a really exciting job, and it's been fun to be with an organization from the beginning.
Well, that's great. So let's talk a little bit more about fitness. Of course, a lot of people are concerned about that because they're stay at home. Gyms are closed presently, as a result of the response of the COVID-19 pandemic. And so a lot of us are trying to figure out ways to stay fit at home, because one of the issues that we have is that even if you're working at home, every little tinge of hunger that you feel, that, you know, the kitchen is just down the hallway, and it's really easy to grab a snack.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Right? And so we'll talk a little bit about fitness today. But first of all, what I wanted to get into with you is making sense of the different types of workouts. You hear about a new one almost every day, between the HIIT, or high intensity interval training. You hear about yoga, Pilates, strength training. There's cardio, there's TRX. Help us know what, can you break those down for us and help us know what's the good, the bad, and the ugly of any of these types of workouts?
Absolutely. I mean, I think for me, I've always had my priority be in functional fitness. I love going to the gym. I've been in teaching group fitness classes for more of my life than not. But I think that for me and with my privates and my clients and with my group classes, I love the gym, but there's no point to be gym strong. You need to be life strong. So my goal is always whatever workout you love to do, it should be versatile and it should make you stronger outside the gym so that you can really enjoy the things that you love to do, whether that's walking your dog, which a lot of us are doing right now, and or hiking, swimming, you know, and even just being strong enough to travel and go on tours or whatever you're passionate about. And so for me, I think this is a wonderful opportunity, regardless of what type of workout you want to do. You can do them all from home, but we have this huge opportunity right now to really listen, wake up every morning and kind of listen to what your body wants to do without having a gym membership and being expected to go take the 9 a.m. class or whatnot. Like, we have this opportunity to wake up and be like, I feel like a walk today. I feel like maybe lifting some weights today. And so often we get so, we're just not in tune with what our body really is asking for us. And we kind of put these pressures on what the mind or our ego tells us to do. So whether it's HIIT, which is, you know, short bursts of high energy mixed in with either weight training, it can be body weight. It doesn't have to be physical load, or Pilates, where you're really focusing on functional joint work and training the body so that you can do the other workouts better, and yoga, which is so important as well. I think just allowing yourself to really take this time to listen to your body is one of the best ways to think about fitness.
That's great. Now help us understand that some of the differences or things you should be thinking about if you want to achieve different goals, because not everybody is trying to do the same thing. Some are trying to lose weight. Some are trying to tone and or bulk up or train for an event. Let's start off with, can you have any pointers for someone who's just simply trying to lose a little weight, maybe feel a little better?
Yeah. So here's the thing with losing weight. You cannot out-train a bad diet. So at the end of the day, 80 to 90% of what you're eating is going to be how you lose your weight. So you can go for a 5-mile run. You can do a HIIT workout for however long you want to do it. But you can, in 5 minutes, eat the same calories back. So to lose weight, it's a calorie deficit. So if you're not getting that caloric deficit, you're not going to lose weight. And so I think that's in this time right now, we're talking about how easy it is to go to the fridge. Maybe either like meal planning and as hard as it is sometimes to like weigh food or at least measure food, it might be something. If your goal is really to lose weight, you're going to have to be very mindful about what you're eating, because the workouts, you're just not going to get enough workout to really lose weight. And so in this time right now, if you have that motivation, I applaud you. I think a lot of what could be a goal right now would just be maintaining, so that way you feel healthy where you're at, because we're all stopping and changing your diet can be very emotional. A lot of us eat because of emotion. So I think that if a goal is to lose weight, we are going to have to address those emotions and all of that in that process. So that would be kind of my suggestion in this moment right now, thinking about maintenance. And then if from there you can maintain, then maybe if you want to see if you can go the extra distance and go into weight loss.
Any quick do's and don'ts of dieting? You mentioned that you could out eat your exercise regimen in a couple of minutes.
You really can. I think that, you know, of course what you're purchasing and stocking your cupboards with and stocking your fridge with is kind of the beginning. So if when you're going to the store and you're buying the chips and the snacks and the cookies, they're going to taste a lot better right now than the fruits and the vegetables. So if you have more fruits and vegetables available to you, you're going to probably just make healthier choices. I do think if we do tend to move every day and we're on that route of feeling healthy, we also tend to make healthier choices. So whether or not it's, you know, we were saying using the word HIIT, or if it's a run, or if it's a hike, or if you do happen to have weights at home and you're lifting, if you are used to working out, that alone sometimes will help you to just make a better food choice as well.
Any advice for me when that donut or ding dong is sounding really good?
Well, this is what I think. Have one and walk away. And I think if you get if you're going to have it, enjoy it, sit down, be conscious of it, know that you're having it. If you're going to have chips, pour them in a bowl and then put the chip bag away. Like, and then enjoy it. Let yourself do that. That's what living is about, but don't do it every hour. Like, so, you know, if today you're going to have a donut, then that's your treat for the day. And then then you're going to work to make better health choices for the rest of the day.
What if your goal is slightly different? Instead of losing weight, you actually want to tone or bulk up?
Bulking up definitely is a dietary thing. You have to really bulk up in a lot of ways. There's so many. First off, if you're really interested in that, you know, on Instagram, YouTube, there are so many people that do that professionally, and they have such good advice on how to do that. But a lot of that is a year-round process. They're gaining weight to then tone and lose the weight, and then they gain it again, and then they go down into like really slimming. And so that's a process, and that's definitely going to be like paying attention to your macro counts. So, you know, your proteins, your fats, and your carbohydrates, and really eating them in a measured manner. And bulking up does need heavy weight. So if you don't have that available to you right now, you have to be really honest with what you have available to you. And without the gyms and unless you have a home gym, maybe that might not be the best goal for right now until the gyms start to open up. But if you went into research kind of what phase you could do right now for that, maybe you would find the ability to actually bulk up. Toning is lifting. So as long as you're eating and eating well and balancing and getting enough protein is really critical for toning. So you want to make sure that if that's your goal, that you really are looking at where your macro counts should be and eating appropriately to tone. It's hard to tone without protein.
Okay. So let's say your goal is to train for some sort of event. Now this year we're in a little different situation where lots of events are getting canceled. But at some point in the future, hopefully we'll get marathons or Ragnar relays or even 5Ks back. Do you have any advice for people who might want to try to train for one of these events?
So personally, since I work in Park City, they have a Running with Ed that's a kind of a relay race. It kind of plays off that Ragnar, and they raise money for the local schools. And so we have a team through work that we always coordinate, and then we compete in it to help raise money. So our team is still training for it as if it were going to happen. It's since been canceled. So I think that that's something to think about. Like if you had a marathon that you wanted to train for, like why not train for it? And if you have a buddy that you can do it with, you can still social distance and do that. And then maybe you actually go and run it. So I don't think there's anything stopping you from doing, especially a running event. And I mean, maybe not a Ragnar because of the travel and all of the way that one's structured, but we're still training as if we were going to run our legs, and probably not maybe the day of, but we are looking to pick a day that we all get together and go do a run together just to kind of celebrate that we stayed focused on that race.
What if I say I'm not seeing the results that I'd like to? Like I'm not losing weight, or I'm trying to get stronger and I don't feel like I'm making any progress. What might be some of the reasons that might inhibit one from achieving their goals?
Well, like we were saying earlier in this conversation, I think first off, kindness and understanding that we're definitely in very stressful times. Even if you are or aren't working, it's stressful. So we have to be compassionate and allow ourselves the time it takes to change. But I think the key here is any time of you're trying to lose weight, you're trying to get stronger, you're training for an event, you've had many, many months, maybe even years, to get where you're at right now. And so to expect an immediate change, it's going to be self-sabotaging. And so you're going to probably then fall off of your training goals and be eating that donut every single day or whatever it is. So I think to be really realistic in what you can expect, say you're trying to lose, let's just talk about weight. Like it's a numbers game, like a caloric deficit. So say you're trying to lose weight. So to lose 1 pound, you have to deficit your body 3,500 calories. So in order to lose 1 pound a week, you have to deficit your body 500 calories a day. So weight loss takes time. So yeah, you might see like, in 1 week you have this, like, you lost all this weight because you changed everything and you weren't eating enough. But once you kind of get into your rhythm, you might have to, you're going to go through peaks and valleys. You're going to maybe gain a little weight and then you're going to lose more. And you have to allow yourself to recognize the small victories and allow yourself the time. And so to think just because we're on this 8 week shutdown that could turn into a 12 week shutdown, that you're going to come back with a totally stronger body or way, way less. Like, it's just not enough time to really, if your goal is to drop like 20 pounds, like you literally just don't have enough time to do that in.
Now, we've talked before about many of the various types of exercise that you could do, particularly cardio, anything from biking, running, there's a rower, there's elliptical. And of course I read all these things online about all toting the various benefits of some of these different types of exercise, but can you break some of those down for us and help us understand what's the good, the bad, and the ugly of these different types of exercise or cardio that you could participate in?
Yeah, definitely. So I think the most important thing is to listen to your body. So with any type of cardio workout, a lot of them that we've talked about, from running, cycling, rowing, you're moving in one plane of space. Everything's going forward. And which is great, because it's great for your heart rate, but it is really important that functionally for the body that we're moving in all planes of space. So we want to make sure that we're moving from side to side, we're moving forward and backward, that we're adding propulsion, so that we're some type of jump, and that we're moving in rotation, so that the joints of the body are healthy and we don't start to limit our range of motion. Now, I also want to say, with saying all that, granted, I'm talking about someone that is injury free. So if you have injuries that you know that you need to avoid certain movements, obviously avoid those movements. So I think all of these things are great for cardio, but we want to make sure that then when we're doing like our strength training, or if we're just like getting out a mat and doing yoga or like mat Pilates, that we're making sure that we change the way that the joints are moving, so we're not just always moving in that forward motion. And then on that note, the difference too, talking about like rowing and cycling versus running, hiking, or walking, when you're on a bike or you're on the rowing machine, you're not weight bearing. So those, that equipment is holding your physical weight. So it's really important, especially as we age, that we bear our weight. So you want to make sure that you are doing exercises for cardio that you're holding your own weight. So like running. But if running is bad on your joints, because for a lot of people running is not a great workout, so then hike or walk. And so that way you're also getting that movement of bearing your own weight, because that is just so important as we go through life, that we don't lose that ability to get. Another thing that's also really good to do is like make sure you can get on up and down from the floor without trying to use your hands. That's just something to like practice, so that we know that we can get up if we fall down. Important.
That's awesome. So what I'm hearing from that is, one, mix it up.
Exactly.
So you've got a variety of movement.
Yep.
And two, bear your own weight.
Bear your weight. Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Now, of course, given the pandemic that we're in, the stay-at-home orders that we've been dealing with the past month and a half, we're trying to stay fit at home. Do you have any suggestions or pointers for people who are trying to do something to stay in shape from their own homes?
Yes. So I think we talked a little bit about like following different people on Instagram. I actually haven't posted on my site for a long time, but I have like 300 at-home workouts that you could do. And it's just, if you're interested in me giving it to you, it's just Jada B. So JAADABE on Instagram. So, but there are hundreds of options out there. So there, just to follow someone, just to give you some idea of something to do is great. I use my sink in my kitchen to do standing pushups against. I use my floor to do yoga and mat Pilates. I use my chair and my couch to do tricep dips. So just even looking around your house, there's so many different things that you can do. I have this little thing I do when I travel just to make sure I move every day, and I call it my 500. So I just make sure I do 500, five moves or so many, or however many moves, so I total 500 repetitions. So you could do 50 squats and then 50 lunges and just kind of keep adding up and just kind of change it up. But around your home, you'd be surprised. Water bottles are great hand weights. Just to kind of, there's just a lot of things you can do without even having to leave your home. And the great thing is you might find that when the gyms open, not every day you might not want to run to the gym because you might have found some fun little things you're doing around your own house. Planks, push-ups, fabulous for the whole body. There's just some great workouts, squats, lunges, planks, push-ups, ab crunches, side leg lifts. I mean, you've moved your joints. And so, I mean, I think simplicity, keep it simple and just move. It doesn't have to be these crazy workouts. I mean, the instructors want to create such variety for their students just to make it fun and entertaining. But in real life, we just need to keep it simple and just make sure you move every joint. And so your body feels good.
Great. Thank you very much for some of those suggestions. Mix it up, do what feels good, but do something.
Just 15 minutes. We kind of have this joke that fitness classes are an hour because when fitness classes started, it was the easiest way to pay the instructors. You don't have to work out for an hour. You're better off doing something for 15 minutes than deciding not to work out that day because you couldn't get a full hour in. 45 minutes is ample time to push your body, to get some cardio, to get some strength training in those HIIT variations, which are so effective. And then, but for a great stretch, 15 minutes is fabulous. So, and it doesn't have to be at the same time every day. Like some days I'll get up in the morning right now and I'll take my dog on a walk. And then an hour later, I might spend 15 minutes lifting some weights. And at the end of the day, when I'm watching TV, because I'm watching a lot of it right now, I'll stretch. So it's not as structured as my workouts used to be, but I'm still moving.
Okay, so the important thing is to move.
Yes.
Any other suggestions for staying fit at home?
I think the most important thing, and we said it in the very beginning, have fun with this. Like fitness should be fun. And so let yourself experiment with things you haven't done in a long time. So if you're always going to the gym and you're always going to the same class and have this fabulous instructor that you love, but it's kind of the same workouts, try something new. You have this wonderful opportunity right now to let your body experience new things. So take advantage of it because, you know, once you if you go back to work or the gyms open up, you might fall back into those same amazing routines you had, which is fabulous. But take time right now to maybe learn something new about your body that you might really enjoy that you never thought you did.
So one of the other issues that people weren't expecting is kids in the home at this point in time. Most of us who have kids who are school age are used to them going away for 7 or so hours, doing what they do at school. But now they're home all day. They get their schoolwork done, and it seems like a fraction of the time they would be at school. Do you have any pointers for getting your kids active and helping them to stay fit?
Well, I think that I used to teach this class for families. And so we'd have kids up to the age of 18 and they'd start at the age of 4 and go all the way up and then the parents would come. And I would just do these funny little like crab walks on the ground and just like jumping jacks and jump rope and just simple little moves that the kids loved. And it was teaching the kids coordination. The parents would come back to me and say, because I was making them get on and off the floor and use their body weight, it's some of the workouts they were the most sore from because they're just not used to doing that. And so I think creating a little circuit workout in your living room or in your backyard, especially now that it's getting nice, that every, you know, make an obstacle course in your backyard. You have to jump over this and then you crawl underneath this and you have to run across and do 3 sprints and tag each other. Just like, because kids actually really like fitness if it's fun. So to make them feel like they need to go walk the dog, that's not always fun for them, even though it's another great way. But I think it like little obstacle courses, things that we used to be able to do at the parks with our kids that we can't do right now. The kids will really get into it and have them make the obstacle course and they make you go through it. So just little fun things like that. And I think the other part of it is I love the family walks. If your kids are into running or bicycling, you know, make it easy enough for them that they feel successful. Don't take them on the runs or the cycling rides or the hikes that you like. Make sure that it's short enough that they feel like when they get back, they're not exhausted. Because if it's too long, they're going to be bored and they're also then going to resent having to go. So just keep that in mind when you start getting your kids into it. Keep it short, keep it sweet, and so they're excited to go back and do it again.
Great. Thanks so much for your suggestions, your recommendations, and helping us make sense of a lot of this stuff that's going on with when it comes to the world of fitness. There's so much information out there, and sometimes we have no idea what to do or what's accurate and what's not. So we appreciate you taking a few minutes with us to break that down for us. Now, Jada, tell us, if someone wants more information, how can they reach out to you and how can they find you?
Well, I definitely gave you my Instagram before, and that would probably be the best place to reach out to me. You can just direct message me on it. So once again, on Instagram, it's Jada B. So J-A-A-D-A-B-E. And I would be happy to answer any questions or any comments from there. And you can also email me. It's jadab@jadab.com.
Great. We appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Oh my gosh, it was a pleasure.
Yeah. And do you also have classes available up at the Waldorf Astoria if people are so inclined?
So the classes up at the Waldorf Astoria are for members only. So that's not a great venue, but I do teach the first Saturday of every month, once it comes back up, over at Bodywise in Foothill Village. I love that gym. The owners are fabulous. I've actually started teaching at that gym when I was 18 years old, and it's been through, and I've run that gym, and it's like a family there. So
we won't tell you how many years that's been.
It's more than, I'm not ashamed of my age, but it's been a long time. but once the gyms do reopen, if you are looking for a home gym that it's just not too big, I highly recommend that gym. And you can catch me there the first Saturday of every month at 7:30 for a definition weightlifting class.
All right. Thanks so much, Chad. We sure appreciate your time.
Thank you.
From Canyon Rim is Community, this has been Coping with COVID. For more information on news and events in the Canyon Rim area, please visit canyonrimiscommunity.com.